Do you feel now more than ever that you need to make a shift in your well-being? Listen to the podcast Inner Wellness with Dr. Naz Parsian and make the shift happen. How are you managing your life and indeed yourself in this kind of chaotic situation or maybe confusing situation? Are you feeling confused about what to do, to be honest with you, with your life? What is your task? What is your message? What is happening? I'm not going actually to come with a clear answer because I'm in that journey with you. And I'm not going to introduce a particular tool in this episode. In the previous episodes, I talked about some handy and practical tools. This episode is basically focusing on few messages for you. And these messages are coming absolutely from my deep heart and mind. And, you know, a lot of things I learned throughout my life journey. I'm just going to share with you 21 hacks and facts that may help you to thrive in this situation. So if you are interested to know more about it, then be with me. Hello, everyone. Episode 9, I think. So welcome to Inner Wellness Podcast, episode 9. Okay, so I have kind of surprised today. Just want to be a little bit different today, a little bit raw, and just share with you a few things that I'm just more giving myself these days as powerful messages. You know that I'm interested basically more into deep stuff in relation to health and wellness, because I strongly believe that wellness is an inside job, and it's so deep, and it is connected to our wholeness. This wholeness is a massive concept. That's a key. So that's why, you know, whatever is connected to that wholeness, including, I don't know, so the beautiful discussions about nutrition, about exercise, about lifestyle, about emotions, about mindset, about all the amazing tools we can use to connect with the possibility, like, you know, hypnosis, like meditation, again, a sport and exercise, like art, like dance, like music. So amazing, beautiful tools we have now in our world that can connect us to our wholeness. And yes, that's all about my interest, because I believe we are not merely a biological existence or physical existence. We are absolutely I don't want to just say parts, because they are not parts. They are 100% integrated as one. So the oneness and the wholeness, they are indeed my main key message that can help us facilitate our wellness and help us just become our better version and have a fuller life, you know, a healthier life, better well-being, better wellness, and just live life fully as a complete human. So yeah, I know this is difficult time now. It's not just about difficulty. I think the world is kind of confused at the moment, and I believe personally it does have a message for us, and the message is we need to go with what the message is trying to tell us. And that's about transformation. We need to change the world. We need to make and create the newness. New human, new life, new world. That's, I think, our task at this stage of life, at this stage of world. And every single of us certainly have the responsibility and the accountability to create this important to happen. So yes, I have so many, if I want to talk about these things, I have so many things, you know, to share with you. I'm not going actually to share my personal stories. Possibly that's going to be in another time. But today I just decided to share with you 21 facts and hacks. I'm just, you know, I have just organized them to put it up in my website and share with people, but felt that I like to talk about it in this podcast as well. So let's start. I actually put a very soft and light music to possibly help us just get a little bit grounded and move on with these 21 facts and hacks and messages. Okay, so the first one is about knowing who we are, who you are. So the actual significant point that I'm going to referencing to is about we are, every single of us is a community. What do I mean by being a community is it's not just about me, it's not just about you, it's not just about them, it's about all as one. So that means, actually just remembered an amazing quote from Rumi, because possibly some of you know that Rumi is my spiritual guide. So we have a quote from Rumi, or a poem, says, I am you, you are me, you are you. I'm not you, I'm not me, you're not you. So, okay, so it's confusing, yeah? So that means at the same time, we have our own uniqueness and individuality and our own reality, personality or person reality. At the same time, we have something in common. We have interconnection to each other. So that's why at the same time that I am me, I am you, or you are you, you are me. So that means when Rumi says you're not you, that means you are not only you. It's more than that. It's beyond you by yourself or me by myself. It's about the whole oneness. Okay, so we're not going actually too much down the rabbit hole to the mystical concepts, but that is about the message, who you are, who we are. We are a community because we are integrated reality of our body, mind, and heart and spirit. We are actually integrated with our culture, with our family, or kind of maybe I should say we are impacted by our culture, by our family, by environment, by economy, by society. And we have lots of programs already hardwired in our body and mind by all these things. However, we have the power of being unique as who we are. That means we have the responsibility and power to reprogram everything at any stages. Okay, so the first hack or fact or whatever you can call, just know who you are as a community. So number two, which is very much related to number one, observe. Observation is, we may just think observation is an easy job, but to be honest, it's not that easy job, because observation needs a broad perspective. The true observation is when we can see every single angles around the thing that we observe. So the second message is observe. And in your observation, be a witness. Being witness means more being aware of any pre-judgment, which is already pre-programmed in your mind. Just observe. Observe everything as it is, there, with no titling, judging, defining, just observe it. And when we are able to observe as a witness, that's the time that we can observe ourselves. So the better we observe, the more non-judgmental and pure we observe ourselves, the better we can transform and make a change to the one we desire to be. The third message is about seeing the reasons behind everything. There is a reason, and there is 100% a value. So the value could be something unknown behind everything. There's always a reason. But our mind, because you know, it's already programmed with a lot of old and already familiar experiences, it's not ready to see the unknown, because the unknown is unknown. Like, you know, what we haven't proved yet in science, we cannot rely. And yeah, so for example, in medical science, in medical environment that I'm working, I cannot trust and I cannot rely on something that doesn't exist in the evidence to apply in, you know, in my practice, which is fair enough, and it's absolutely understandable, and it's absolutely the, you know, the sound approach. But still, it's good to know, it's good to be aware of, there is always something which is unknown. So if, just get back to the concept of science again, if I believe that, okay, so it's all about what is known at this stage and what exists in the evidence, if I believe strongly in that, so I don't have any motivation, or I don't see any room and a space to go further and discover more in science. So that's why we, you know, all scientists, they all are really eager to find the unknown and discover the unknown areas. So because they know that there is a reason, or there is something hidden behind everything, and that needs to be discovered, and that needs to be proved. So seeing the reasons and values behind everything is a key. The next one, I think it's number four, is about ask yourself this one question each day. What's the one thing that I truly desire to do today? I just repeat, truly desire to do today, because there are a lot of things that we really don't want to, really don't desire to do them. It's just about the pattern of our everyday life, but they may not be 100% aligned with what we really want. And sometimes there is no way, you know, getting rid of those things because, yeah, we need to live, we need to pay the bills, we need to handle life. And, yeah, if, for example, you do a lot of things in your everyday job that are not 100% or truly what you really desire, but you still, you know, you still do it, at least you find them not against your values. That's fine, but find at least one thing each day that you truly want to do. At least one thing, whatever it is. The next message is, this is actually a quote from Einstein, doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results is insanity. So my message for you is, I don't know which number, number five. Yeah, number five fact, it's indeed a fact, is, yeah, don't expect a different outcome, different result if you do the same thing every day over and over. Do one new and different thing every day. Do one new thing every day. What is one new thing that I can bring to my life right today? Number six. Feel your sense of self. Sense of self. What is it about? What's the feeling? What's your sense when you are absolutely connected to your own self in your private time? Whatever you do, I don't know if you are an artist and you do the artwork, or if you write, if you're journaling, or if you read book, or if you are singing, or if you are a dancer, or if you are walking in the nature, or if you do exercise, whatever you do in your own private time, what is that one thing that you can feel truly deeply in your deep self that you really want to know yourself with that attribute, and you really want to have that in your life? To me, so my sense of self is very much connected with relationships in all aspects. When I talk about relationships, it's not just about the intimate relationship or a relationship with one person. It actually includes relationship in a very broader perspective, relationship with people, everyone, relationship with yourself, which is possibly the most important relationship with nature, and relationship perhaps with a higher being or whatever, you know, you believe. It might be God, it might be higher force, it might be higher self, yourself. So this is basically the most meaningful part of me when I connect and when I have my private time, private me time. And the next thing that I feel in my deep inner self when I have my private me time is about finding, you know, meaning in the moment. What is this moment telling me? What is this now, this, you know, particular moment? And I'm just, you know, finding every single time I'm finding a message, you know, in relation to that particular moment. The next message, number seven, is connect to your own flow. That is actually a great message that could help me find my wholeness. Because we are actually, that's duality. I'm not only a good person, I'm not only perfect, I'm the combination of perfection and imperfection. And indeed, I can find my perfection in my imperfection. So that's why I am a whole, and I can connect to my whole when I feel my real and my true flowness. Okay, I'm just flowing in whatever I am, whoever I am, whatever I do. And I strongly believe that, and that's actually just this is something that just proved in my life that vulnerability is a power. It really takes the power and the strength to be vulnerable and to just say to yourself or say it out loud that I am sad now. I'm not happy now. I feel pain now. But we're not going to get stuck in that stage. That's a very beginning. That's a very first stage of growth that we need to be vulnerable and see and observe and acknowledge what's happening in my inside, in my life, to be able to move to the next step. That's gonna be shift whatever, you know, is unwanted in that state. We cannot shift that state unless we acknowledge it and we just, you know, connect to our flow, whatever it is. Vulnerability is a power. The next message 9, is about, okay, that's a very powerful message. It's absolutely powerful message. I'll just start with this quote from Viktor Frankl. It's my favorite author who wrote the book. I love that book, The Man's Search for Meaning. And this quote is amazing. Everything can be taken from a man but one thing. The last of the human freedom to choose one's attitude in any given set of circumstances, to choose one's own way. So the only thing that cannot be taken from a man and human is freedom. Freedom is a natural gift, and it's lasting gift for this earth life. And that freedom absolutely can help us to make a choice in any given situation. And that choice is our attitude first. So just double check with yourself every day what new attitude I can create for myself right today. I am free. I have freedom to choose the attitude that I want today. Your attitude is your own choice, and it is your own freedom. Number 10, I think, it's communicate regularly with three things. I said TED, thoughts, emotions, desires. Communicate regularly with TED, TED. They are actually very much interconnected all the times. If you want to change only thoughts and you don't do anything with your emotions, you fail, believe me. You know what? Emotions actually, sometimes, you know, not sometimes, perhaps always, they have more power. So if in any, I'm just saying all the time, in any conflict between mind and heart, heart is the winner. So if your thought is saying something and your emotion, you know, your feeling is something else, you never win. Communicate regularly with your thoughts and emotions. both at the same time. And the third one I said, it's desires, because your emotions might be just kind of suppressing emotions or something, like, I don't know, anger, sadness, fear, insecurity, and a lot of other things. All right, so we acknowledge them, we embrace them, we show our compassion to those emotions, but we see and we communicate with what we desire and what are the emotions that we really want to achieve, and we want to elevate these emotions to those ones. So check your thoughts, emotions, desires regularly. The next one is about unfolding, which is again related, in relation to your vulnerability. We all have the dynamic potential of unfolding, just opening, unfolding all the tied up parts in our inside. When you open your thoughts, your emotions, your everything deep inside, your past experiences, your past stories that may affect your current stories, because subconsciously we may just similarize what we experience now with what we experienced previously in our past, in our life, and then our response could be the same, because our subconscious mind is very dominant and powerful, and just it's already programmed, and it gives us a straight away the program for our behavior. But when you open your emotions, when you just dig it in, then you're not a victim of your subconscious programs. You become powerful enough to step into all those dark tunnels and just direct yourself to the light, to the light that you want, and you feel more in charge of your own pains, emotions, or whatever they are. Number 12 is about embrace. It's again related to the unfolding and vulnerability that I said. Embrace your shadow. So the shadow is composed of all the repressed ideas, weaknesses, desires, and instincts. And basically the shadow is the dark side of our mind. And just be mindful that we shouldn't deny parts of our shadow. Denying is perhaps not serving us and maybe dangerous. So we may project them onto others sometimes, or we may distort them, we may delete them subconsciously and just distort to another shape. But when we open them, when we go deeper and just see them, that's the first step that we can take to awareness, to make a change. Awareness is always the first step. So be aware of your shadow and embrace them. Don't reject them, because the more you reject them, the more powerful they get. Don't reject them, embrace them first. And the next one, number 13, I think. Door is open. Door is open. Yes. Why stay in prison? A lot of time we actually make our own prison, because we actually are locking ourselves inside of a lot of walls, limits, and all beliefs that we are not really aligned with. And they are not aligned with our inner freedom. But the door is open, because it's in our hands how we can direct our own thoughts and our own emotions. It's 100% in our own hands. I'm not talking about the things that are out of our control, you know, in the outer world. I'm talking about our accountability to make the changes that we can do it. That we can do it. Because if we are not able to make some changes in the outer world, we definitely are able to change some, to make some other changes within and inside. And I'm not talking about coping. That's a different thing. That's a different thing. I'm talking about creation and creating and just building up the new stuff that can eventually affect your outer world, because it's all about energy. And you know, when you go to the energy of creation and you know, use your inner power to create something new, then you can spread it out to the outer world as well. So the change is happening within and, you know, without, in inside and outside both. And the next message is just leave old life and embrace new life. That's the strongest message of newness. No matter where you are positioning now, just take an action. Just take an action. A true quest of change is from your heart. So ask your heart. So I'm actually, so the heart coherence meditation is my, it's my best meditation, and it's indeed my. If you are eager to start the inner wellness journey and optimize your inner wellness, the door is open. I'm offering you a free Facebook group called Inner Wellness with Global Heart. And if you can join me, then we can start the journey together. So I'll put the link in the show and you can just click on the link and answer a couple of questions and then join me. So see you then. Now listen to the rest of the show, please. Regular practice and the way that I can connect with my whole mind and heart and body. I don't believe that, you know, that the 5 minutes, 10 minutes meditation that can help a lot for transformation journey. They are actually good to just to relax us, just to, you know, just to help us come down and in what, you know, whatever we experience as a stressful situation. But if you want to use meditation as a tool for transformation, that needs to be deeper. That needs to go deeper into our heart and into subconscious layers and just bring us further awareness and connection with what we truly desire in our deep heart. So yes, leave old life and start the newness. No matter when you are, where you are positioning now, you can find the real quest from your heart. Next one, which is number 14, I think. I don't know if I mixed up the numbers. It's again, yes, continuing to what I said about making a new life, change your position. Change your position. I'm not sure if you realize that a lot of times we actually are, perhaps without our knowing, without our knowledge, we are positioned, you know, in a victim position, because that's possibly the safest position that we can, you know, subconsciously choose and just say, okay, I'm just so tired. I don't know. That is not my fault. That is not. We need to make a decision to change that position. So instead of being in a victim position, let's just move and change this position to the in charge position, to the accountable position, to the power position. So instead of, for example, saying, it's not my fault, I can say, I am responsible. I am responsible about how to respond to this situation. That's my responsibility. It's not my fault, but I'm responsible. Or instead of saying, I can't do anything, I can't do anything, that's a victim position, I can say, I can do something. Yes, I may not be able to do something, but definitely I am able to do something else. What is that something else? I can do something. Instead of saying, I suffer, I know that I suffer of, I don't know, a lot of things that may affect my body, my health, my wellness. But instead of saying, so change your self-talk, change your position. Instead of saying to yourself that I suffer, just say, I learn something from this suffering, because I want to change the position from suffering to the learning and to growth position. I want to grow, even in suffering. The next one, which is number 15, I guess, is liberation. Liberate. It's another quote from Albert Einstein. The true value of the human being can be found in the degree to which he has attained liberation from the self. Just make a decision right now to liberate. And the next message, number 15. Is it number 15? Yes, I think. 15, 14, 16. Number 16, see the darkness as what? As a path to get enlightened. We don't want to reject darkness, and we don't want to get stuck in the darkness. So the message for us is just to use this darkness as a path to get into enlightened, to go to the light, and to be light. I certainly believe that people who totally transform are the ones who have enlightened their own journey in darkness. I'm actually myself one of them. I experienced that. Totally relate to this. Oh, and next one, number 17, set some agreements for your life. Some agreements. Perhaps you can actually today, or you know, whenever you have free time for yourself, sit and write those agreements for your life. These are the agreements I'm committed to make in my everyday life. There is a book, you know, I'm not sure if you read the Four Agreements book. That's actually an amazing book. And the four agreements in this book are, number one is be impeccable with your words. So whatever you say must be aligned with you. It must come from you. Because a lot of time we say something that we don't really, you know, internally believe those things. So that's important. Be impeccable with your words. Number two, I think number two or three, well, I don't know, I just sometimes mix up number two or three, is about stop making assumption, because a lot of times we just make assumption based on what we experienced before in our lives. And number three is don't take everything personal, because a lot of things might be related to, I don't know, some other, the things that other experiencing or something which is not related to us. Don't take everything personal. Just be free. Be free of, you know, all those judgments. And number four is always be your best version. We all have the best and better version in ourselves. And all we need is just be able to choose to be our better version. And he added actually the fifth agreement in another book just recently, which is about the freedom. About the freedom of having our own choices. Freedom, as I mentioned before, is an eternal gift of our existence. Number 18, message or hack or fact. Heart produces the largest electromagnetic field in human's body. Indeed, the largest magnetic field in a human's body. The way you feel in your heart determines the quality of signals in the brain. It's amazing because there are actually scientifically, there is a connection between brain and heart two ways, but it's said that 90% is ascending from heart to brain. So those signals can go to the brain and then going to the nervous system, you know, from both central nervous system and autonomic nervous system, can just go and move throughout the whole body and affect the function of all body systems. So how amazing this connection. By learning to shift your emotions, you can change the information coded into the magnetic field that is radiated by your heart. When you feel, you know, really positive, when you are feeling really elevated and positive emotions, for example, gratitude, love is the most positive emotion. The heart actually beats out a certain message. And that message can get back to your body as well. So at the same time, the elevated emotion can carry a message into your body and out of your body, you know, to the world around. So your heart produces the largest magnetic field in your body and out of your body. Number 20. Heart is not going through the filter of ego or validation seeking. That is very important message because, yes, I'm not saying that ego is a bad thing because, you know, human has ego and ego is part of us, a part of human. The important key is having ego aligned with our mind and our heart. If there is no alignment, then there is going to be a conflict. And that's a problem. When we need to pass everything, when ego is in charge of our mind and heart, the conflict can happen. When everything needs to go and just get filtered, you know, by ego, then it's going to be a conflict. But amazingly, heart is not going through the filter of ego. Heart is indeed the leader of ego. Does that make sense? Heart is so powerful. Because heart doesn't seek any validation. Heart doesn't need, you know, to be validated by a person who is connected with their own deep heart. They already get validation from, you know, inner heart. So they are not hungry to seek validation from outer world. That's one reason that people who are more connected and when they are coherent with their, you know, deep heart and mind, they actually, their social self is closer to their true self. What it means is that take off the mask in the society because their true self is a comfortable self. They are comfortable with who they are, who they truly are, so they can just be themselves in the society as well. No mask needed. That's amazing. So the closer the social self to the true self, the more alignment we have between heart and mind and ego and everything. They're all aligned with the same message. And when they are 100% aligned with the same message, basically true self and social self is, they are one. They are kind of 100% overlapped. And that's the best growth situation. I think it's number 21, the last one. always attune your mind with your heart rhythm. So they both are important, as I mentioned before, just checking thought and emotions and desires, because they both are important, your thoughts and your emotions. The key is that they need to be aligned. Your thoughts are important, your mind is significant. You know what? Because the actual electromagnetic field, the actual electro part is coming from your brain and from your mind. And the magnetic part is coming from your heart. So the electromagnetic field is indeed integrated with your thoughts and your emotions both, with your mind and your heart both. So your mindset is important because your mindset sets change is possible. Your mindset gives you the possibility, but your heart tells you about the how. Your heart gives you the choice of the greatness. How you can make that possibility in the best way. That's what the heart can answer. Okay, I hope that you enjoyed sharing these 21 hacks and facts. And I'm going actually to share with you the model I created myself, possibly next time. And I called it Aura. I will talk about Aura, my Aura model. It's just my brand new, I just created, you know, from all I talked to you about and shared with you, and from all my personal and both personal and professional experiences, basically my whole life. And yeah, so this Aura model is basically, you know, facilitating our growth towards newness and towards more alignment. I will share about Aura next time, because I have already talked a lot in this podcast. So I hope you enjoyed, and you may want to, you know, re-listen to these 21 hacks and facts a few times and see how they are resonating with you. Please share with me if you want to add something, or if you have any comment, and please, if you have any feedback, and if you want me to talk about some particular, you know, points in more details, I would love to hear from you. Thank you very much for your time. Thank you very much for listening. And I hope that you get something out of it to just handle this situation. Not to survive, but to thrive. Thank you. See you then next time. Thank you for listening. I hope you enjoyed. And I'm very looking forward to hear from you for any inputs, suggestions, and also your subscriptions. Thank you.